Let's take stock of this fire hose of a news day, shall we? Formal proceedings to start the impeachment trial against President Trump, a trade deal signed, the buzz over whether Elizabeth Warren refused to shake Bernie Sanders' hand after last night's Democratic candidates debate. It sure looked like it. Remember, Sanders was asked if he told Warren that a woman couldn't be president. He said, absolutely not. She didn't say what he said, but pivoted off that moment with one of the most memorable lines of the CNN Des Moines Register debate.
So, can a woman beat Donald Trump? Look at the men on this stage. Collectively, they have lost 10 elections. The only people on this stage who have won every single election that they've been in are the women. Amy and me.
Let's bring in our political strategist, Alice Stewart, the Republican. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Robin. Busy day.
Yes. Bill Press, the Democrat who hosts the Bill Press podcast. Hi, Bill.
Hello, Robin.
And Bill, I want you to start with that moment because Sanders was asked by the CNN moderator, Abby Phillips, on whether he did say this. He said, absolutely not. Then she turned to Warren and said, what did you think when he said this? Which he just said he didn't. Was that a missed moment there, you know, not asking Elizabeth Warren to directly ask or point to Bernie Sanders and say, you said this? Was that odd?
Even if she had asked that question, I don't think Elizabeth Warren would have fallen for the bait. Look, as a Democrat, I was alarmed a little bit that and disappointed that before the debate, they were just tearing at each other instead of tearing at Donald Trump. I think they wisely made the decision they were not going to let the moderators goad them into having that cat fight, if you will, on the stage. But I thought she handled it. Look, I'm not sure there was any knockout winner last night, but if there was, I believe it was Elizabeth Warren because she pivoted right to the fact that the question here is not whether he said, she said, whatever. Let's not get into that. A woman can win. And if you look at the record of the people on the stage, these men have lost 10 elections. Boom. End of story.
Mic drop.
She did very well.
The reality is this is a he said, she said situation. And let's be honest. Elizabeth Warren has had trouble with the truth in the past, her ancestry topping the list of many things she has been factually challenged on. So I think the fact that we're debating and asking direct questions about a very confidential conversation is questionable. And there she should have had the opportunity, if she's going to allow her campaign to leak out something so damaging to someone, she needs to have the courage to look him in the eye and address it directly on the debate stage. And she did not do that.
She did so shortly by saying, I told him I disagreed. So she did not. She did not say, no, I agree now that he
Bill,
never said that. She just said,
may I
make one quick
point,
Robin?
Yes, I was going to ask if you wanted to respond to the Native American heritage, but go ahead.
I think that's been resolved. It's not an issue, frankly. But I want to go back to when I first talked to Bernie Sanders in March of 2014 about maybe running for the president, what that was all about. Bernie told me he wanted to get those progressive ideas and make sure they were part of the primary, Democratic primary, in 2016. And he said, he told me he had talked to Elizabeth Warren and thought maybe she might run, encouraged her to do so, and indicated if she did, he would have supported her. But if she did not, he would probably consider running. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know who said what in that dinner meeting in 2018. All I'm saying is I think Bernie's got a record. I'm just glad, I hope, that that's behind us. Focus on Donald Trump. That's what it's all about.
All right. Well, let's look forward and do that. Alice, Joe Biden is getting a lot of points for last night. One moment, Bernie Sanders had also said that one of Biden's weak points, and he said it last night, was his vote for the Iraq War. Bernie Sanders, of course, did not vote for the Iraq War. Biden was asked about that. Let's listen.
I said 13 years ago it was a mistake to give the president the authority to go to war if, in fact, he couldn't get inspectors into Iraq to stop what thought to be the attempt to get a nuclear weapon. It was a mistake, and I acknowledge that. But right out, the man who also argued against that war, Barack Obama, picked me to be his vice president. And once we were elected president, he turned to me and asked me to end that war.
You know, Alice, it was a little refreshing to hear someone on a national stage admit they made a mistake.
Absolutely. Look, Bernie Sanders was correct on that vote. Joe Biden was incorrect. And kudos to him for stepping out in front of that, acknowledging that he made a mistake, and moving on. Look, we all benefit from hindsight, looking back as to all the people that voted for that, including Hillary Clinton, for that matter. But he acknowledged this and took this as an opportunity to make the case for himself with his experience as vice president, being a forceful leader on foreign policy, but then also making the case to the people there in Iowa about how he plans to take his message directly to Donald Trump and bring about a call for unity.
And I've got to say that I think Joe Biden did the right thing. He apologized. It was the wrong vote. It was the wrong vote for Hillary Clinton, too. But, you know, I got to say, I am tired of some Democrats making this the issue, something that a vote 18 years ago. I mean, let's move on. Well, and I don't think Democrats should have to pay the price for George Bush's war.
Well, they even went back 30 years at one point, and that brings me to Pete Buttigieg, who, you know, at one point I was watching and I thought, wow, he looks awfully young, you know, when they're talking about something that happened 30 years ago. And I'm wondering if that's a plus or a minus for either of you. But he did seem to fade from the conversation, then made this argument on electability. Let's listen.
I'm ready to take on Donald Trump because when he gets to the tough talk and the chest thumping, he'll have to stand next to an American war veteran and explain how he pretended bone spurs made him ineligible to serve. And if he keeps trying,
of course, and that veteran is him, Alice.
That was an excellent point. And for him to have that contrast with this president, with foreign policy being such a huge topic last night and on the forefront of the news, that is an excellent contrast for him to make. And he should. He should use his military experience as an asset when he is showing a contrast with the president, but as well those on the stage. And I thought that was a good moment.
I have to agree that Pete Buttigieg had a good night. That was his best moment, I believe. But I also want to say, I think when you look at the people the six who were on stage last night, foreign policy did dominate. And there's one person on stage who has the extraordinary and long experience in foreign policy, and that is Joe Biden. Yeah. And so I think that worked to Joe Biden's advantage.
Just real quick, because I'm sorry, Alice, I just want to get on so many other things. So I want to ask Amy Klobuchar, she needed a breakout moment. And then Tom Steyer went full bore on climate change. Did either of them do what they needed to do?
Amy Klobuchar was the best on that stage with regard to connecting with the people of Iowa. And when you're starting your closing argument 3 weeks out from the Iowa caucus, those people in Iowa want you to be on the national stage, but they want you to talk to them. And she gave names, she gave places and faces of people she has met on the campaign trail. And that goes a long way to being able to connect with them, because that is what they will be doing for the next few weeks, is pressing the flesh with these candidates. And they want to see someone that connects with them. And I think she did a tremendous job with that.
Yeah. And I have to add that I think we're down to the final five. I think there were five serious candidates on stage last night. And then there was also Tom Steyer, who happened to be there. Yeah. But not to be too cruel there, but that's a fact. But Amy Klobuchar, she didn't have as good night last night, I believe, as she had before. But I've just wrote a column about Amy Klobuchar. Watch Amy Klobuchar. She could be the closer here, or the dark horse or whatever. She's a moderate. She's very good on her feet. She's got a good record. She's from flyover country, right? She can deliver, I think, in that. She's proven she can deliver and get a lot of Republican votes.
Let's see what happens.
She's worth watching.
Well, speaking of Iowa, there was a poll that we didn't think got enough attention last week. It was from the Democratic polling firm Public Policy Polling. It shows Donald Trump with a marginal lead, you know, 3 points, 2 points, error of margin, over the top four Democrats. He signed a trade deal with China today. It looks like his trade deal with Mexico and Canada will make it through Congress this week. You know, your sense, I mean, in fact, it was interesting to watch the split screens. Fox News carried this entire signing of the China deal where he called out everybody who was in the audience there, every Republican, it seemed like Alice in Washington, while watching CNN, they were getting ready for the impeachment or the impeachment vote in Congress. Your sense of where Donald Trump is right now?
That point with regard to making progress on trade with China as well as the USMCA, that will go a long way, especially in a state like Iowa. That is a huge agriculture state. They need to sell their soybeans. They need to sell their products. And the trade deal with China as well as with Canada and Mexico will help. It's a huge victory for American workers, but also for farmers. And that, in addition to the unemployment numbers are at a great point, the Dow is rebounding, and we have wage growth is also on the way up. Those factors, the economic factors, will be a big bonus for the president in a state like Iowa.
Yeah, and two quick points. One is, let's not forget that the farmers, a lot of farmers, have really suffered under Donald Trump's sanctions, particularly the soybean growers, and it's unsure that these trade deals will bring them back. But I have to say, I think the trade is a good issue for Donald Trump. Let's remember, it's Democrats who forever opposed NAFTA, who opposed the Pacific, the TPP last year, and have said that these trade deals are unfair to American workers and don't protect the environment. And so I think this is one rare case where Donald Trump is doing, in many ways, what the Democrats have been asking for a long time.
And the Democrats are praising him for the progress that he has made on trade.
Timing.
Got it.
That's Alice Stewart, Republican strategist Bill Press, the Democrat, who also hosts the Bill Press podcast. Look, just thank you for continuing to look at this with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
Thanks, Robin.